engagement in action. Discovering the relationships between Rhodes University and the communities that surround it.
At the university's graduation ceremonies held in April this year, Professor Charlie Palmer was presented for the award of the 2018 Vice Chancellor's Distinguished Community Engagement Medal.
I'm Tally Palmer. I'm the director of the Institute for Water Research at Rhodes University. I'm also the director of the African Research University's Center of Excellence for Water.
Thank you very much, Executive Mayor. Thank you very much, Dr. Mabazela. And thanks to everybody for being here. It's amazing. And
so usually the Distinguished Award recipient gives a lecture, and it occurred that it would be more effective to engage people than to talk about engaging
people. Dr. Mabazela spoke a little bit about engaged research, about the difference between...
The evening was about saying that the Vice-Chancellor's Distinguished Community Engagement Award for 2018 invites the community to a workshop rather than invites the community to attend a lecture.
There's nobody in this room who has not had an issue with water.
And at the same time, Makhanda is in the grip of a massive water crisis.
As you arrived, there were boards for people to write issues down. What is top of your mind and what is in your heart most of all are burning things that have upset.
The workshop was called Makhanda, Water Works for Everyone.
We point a finger, we blame, we get upset and excited because we think that there's a solution. We think that if only they would do this thing, it would all be all right. The only thing is there isn't a thing. There's a multitude of conditions
so
and circumstances.
If you're trying to shift the problem of blame, which is destructive and has a negative feedback cycle into the crisis, you can invite people into the space with you. So we sent out an invitation to a workshop. And you can say to those people, this is some of our knowledge. This is what we know, what we can share with you about three aspects that we are imagining are important to you. And we use the words clean, reliable, fair. People want clean water, they want it to be reliable, and they want to experience a fair share of their water. Can we put information onto a tabletop to say, this is what we know that you might find interesting? Can we, out of what we know, draw in what you know to take the water crisis in Makhanda further?
So what we're going to do now is that we're going to spend 45 minutes, 15 minutes at each table, learning a bit more and asking questions and offering comments about clean, reliable, fair. Please look at your blue folder.
On the clean table, we had information about water treatment and wastewater or sewage treatment.
And go and find your table, please.
On the reliable table, we had information about the supply system. And on that table, we sought to share our understanding of just how hard reliable supply is. And that an immediate sense of blaming someone is not helpful because there isn't one center of blame or one cause.
You are actually doing both. So you put down a question and you put down your own feeling of.
And then on the fair table, we talked about what we call water governance, which is the rules of the game to make it clean, reliable, and fair.
And then they leave without fixing the problem, and they come back the next day. How much water are we wasting there? Because I've never seen any leak in town that is fixed.
So what you're saying is we need to use the right chemicals for the right job.
Yes, definitely.
Can we, out of what you told us, take the next step? Are there people we can invite to the forum? Are there ways in which we can make it more real? Because until, as a community, we become more comfortable with water scarcity, because that is our reality and it isn't going to change. But at the same time, we get better at clean, reliable, fair. Can we embark on that process? And can we see that moment in the city hall as a small step, as a pivot around which we might have shifted a few people?
Were there any clarifying questions you needed about the water treatment work and the wastewater treatment work? In terms of how the water gets into our house and how, what the process
is. It goes straight to the sea. So the other side. So this one doesn't go back to the river, it goes straight to the sea. But for this one, it still goes back to the
sea. So if you have a problem, like our water crisis, you can study it, and in all sorts of ways. What we do is we go to the people who are experiencing the water crisis, the people in their homes, the municipality in their offices, the Department of Water Affairs, the irrigation farmers, and we say, you are experiencing a problem. Can we partner you to work with you towards shifting that problem? Can we come in not as the experts who will offer you a solution, but as people who have some knowledge that is different from your knowledge? And if we put those two ways of understanding and knowing together, because you're the people experiencing the problem and you're the people who live in the space and we're the people with some ideas, that combination can be transformative. What it means is you can't set the research agenda in advance and go in and do it efficiently. What you have to do is engage, you have to build trust, you have to work with, you have to be adaptive, your research question might shift, and you have to end up with a space where the partnership feels there's been some shift and some benefit from knowledge.
Over time, as a result of the demand and vis-a-vis the supply, we are therefore unable to meet that. And the poor or non-payment of services directly contributes to that.
Engaged research is important because it spreads the benefit of the investment. And so when you are using a situation, a problem situation that is difficult to people, you are saying that the benefit of your activity needs to be spread between the research aspect of it and the people with whom you are working.
About non-payment of water rates, then I have this question, that how, if maybe we have a lot of leakages in our location, how can we pay the rates? Because how, sometimes you report early that the water is leaking in your tap or the pest bites, so they don't come. My question is, we're not sure how
so
much are we going to
what
pay
needs to shift are the assessments of researchers and a real understanding that this kind of what we call engaged research is expensive in terms of time and effort and relationships, and it's a different research space, because if the people you're working with are to benefit, you've broadened the system. It's no longer in your control.
Okay, everyone, you need to move. Here are your instructions on the board. Reliable goes to clean.
You need this whole spectrum of value in order to say that the function of the university has a current and real role in society. It's the distribution of investment across those kinds of research. So if you were to ask in the modern university how much engaged research there is, it would be very, very small. And are we living in an era where society is pushing back at universities and saying, for us to see that you are valuable, we want to see you take the risk of getting into the messy spaces.
What I'm going to do now is we're going to briefly go around the circle and ask people to contribute. You can choose if you want to put in your action or your comments, all right? But don't worry, you're not going to forget about if you had both. You can still stick that down. You just won't have a chance to share that because you want to give everyone a chance, right? So, Vuvu, can I start with you?
So, here in my office where we're sitting, I have the rolls of paper that people filled in. And I have an honors student who's beginning to make sense of them. And so we're going to write that up and tell them what they said to us and say, did we get it right? Because this engaged research is a conversation.
You put down a question and you put down your own feeling of how that question should be answered. Yeah. And then we'll take it to Professor Palmer.
I'm asking this kind of questions because I think that the water, something that is cleaning the water, is not cleaning the water well. You know, that's why we, you know, sometimes we are having, you know, when we drink this water, stomach turns and so on. So I think my
an engaged research project comes into a situation with a history that will have a future. And sometimes the end point you imagine is too ambitious and you don't reach it, and sometimes you might. But the sense of contribution is both in the process and in the end point. So in the process of doing the research, did a set of people feel respected? Has their knowledge increased? Are they better able to act as citizens? Now, in Makanda, will it count if the answer is, from that evening, will more people walk out and use their shower water to flush their loos? Will they? Will some people join the forum? Will some people talk less negatively? Could you go to the Makana Facebook page on that day and say, has there been a change in the tone of the community conversation? Those would be indicators of a shift, but they wouldn't indicate an end point or we've done it. And so that's another difference with engaged research. You're looking for quite subtle indicators of smallish changes in a big system.
So if everyone can just please get hold of this, and then for 3 minutes we're going to ask everyone to just take time to just think of, even if it's just one thing, we think everyone can do to make it better. Just want you to leave with a commitment to say, I think I can contribute in this way to make the Makana water system more reliable. So this is what we'd like.
The night of the workshop, the entire process from arriving to ending up with the team having supper after the end of the evening was way beyond anything I could have imagined or expected. We talk about emergent properties, the unexpected things that happen just because we're together. You cannot capture the buzz, the sound. It's almost like a beehive. The sound of people engaged positively with interest has a different tone from the sound of people grumbling. And that evening, that city hall was filled with the sound of people engaging curiously, collectively. And I had never experienced it at that scale. And I was almost silenced by it. I just watched, gee, wow, is this what's possible?
Component come to the place to say what is our priority in the leadership and as a community, the people that we have put in place that, to look after our needs and to cater our needs. We must take them to account. We must be part and parcel of the deliberation to say where is the man supposed
probably
to
be. One of the most trusted individual people in Makanda is a young man called Richard Gaber. He's on the business forum. And he phoned me up and said, Tali, I've never been in an environment where water is being talked about, where nobody was angry. He said, I haven't experienced a non-angry space. And I couldn't believe that we could have that number of people with that range of experience. And I didn't hear anger.
Thank you very much. If you would come back to your seat. Please, may I tear you away from your table.
One of the little nasty pricks that elicited this idea of the workshop is that I've been hearing in a town with a water crisis, Rhodes University has an institute for water research. We never hear about them, and what on earth are you doing? Well, we don't do engineering. We don't do water supply. We don't treat water. And it made me think, what do we do? What we do is research that cares for the resource so that it will go on into the future, which is a little bit trite. But then what else do? We do engage with people, and people do drive change. So in the Makunda water crisis, when we badly needed to site boreholes and to know what the quality of the water would be, our hydrologist, Dr. Jane Tanner, was immediately in demand. And we made available decades of research that we'd never been asked for and had never been received if we told people about them, that was suddenly used actively to site the boreholes that are now delivering water into a treatment works which will give us water. So the immediacy of the need and the immediacy of the data that were available made research immediately beneficial. Now, you contrast that with the fact that 5 years ago, over the last decade, I've spoken to the speaker in the council 15 times, offering to facilitate a strategic adaptive management skill in relation to generally, but also in relation to water. And that's never been taken up. We have spent hours, and one of the things about engaged research is you have to be willing to spend hours in passages waiting and not necessarily feeling as if you're going anywhere. We have spent a lot of time hanging around. And one of the things to realize about that evening was that evening could not have been organized without a decade of relationship building. So all of the failures, all of the times we were not welcomed, all of the tiny steps towards the forum development, because the forum development was crucial in the relationship development, all of those times enabled a room where the mayor and the municipal manager and the vice chancellor and the Department of Water Affairs would be present.
Oh, okay.
What I really hope is that the Makunda Water Forum will attract more key talent. I hope that the agenda item for the Makunda Water Forum on the council agenda will start to be substantive and listened to and have some actions attached to it. I hope that Rhodes University will include the Institute very seriously every time it plans a water development and water thinking. I hope that in the follow-ups that we do, we will find that ordinary citizens have changed both their thinking and their behavior in relation to water. When I first came back from Australia, I went to a science faculty meeting, and one of our most esteemed professors made the statement, "We'll have none of this fuzzy transdisciplinary research in this faculty." And it carried the sense that real, valuable, excellent research wasn't like this. And I want to really challenge that. is that I think this is the hardest work to do. I think bringing different ways of knowing together is a powerful and necessary intellectual endeavor, and we need our best minds to be doing it.
And I'm immensely grateful to everybody for their contributions. Thank you very much.
To hear other podcasts in this series, search for Engagement in Action on iTunes or go to ru.ac.za/community engagement.